Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
Clap your hands,
all you people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
Your hands,
all you people, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Praise Him, praise Him, shout unto God with a voice of praise.
I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the way to walk and the blind to see.
Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring off the whole well within my soul. Spring off the whole well and make me whole. Spring off the whole well and give to me that life abundantly.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah.
Love that.
Praise Him.
that Hosanna was a shout for save us now. And the people in the New Testament were shouting it in political turmoil. They wanted you to save them politically. But we cry out now, save us now. It's an urgent cry. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. He said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Because when we seek, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Inhabiting our praises. Thank you for loving us. Let's sing the love of God together. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty
fall. God's love so true.
we can't even begin to describe your love. Thank you for loving us. Pastor, would you come pray?
Would you bow your heads with me? We're so thankful, O Lord, for the opportunity to gather together and to join hands and hearts, not only with one another, but with those around the world. We come to you remembering those who are still suffering. Even on our prayer list and our worship folders, there are names, there are concerns of people who have pain in their lives. Lord, would you come and be that alleviation of pain, that release of sorrow, to allow us, Lord, to know that you are a God who loves us and whose grace is real. And Father, would you be with those who love those who are suffering? Their hearts are tied up with the pain of others. Their very love for them cost them emotionally. Lighten their load. Give them the joy of serving you, even as they serve their others. We think, Father, of those who have not yet come to know you in a saving way, have not understood the joy of having you as the Lord of their life. Break our hearts for those who do not yet know you. Make us unhappy until we make that the others eternally happy with your presence, your salvation. For this hour of worship, for the words of the speaker, for the ear of the hearer, for the tenderness of the soul, add to all these your blessings, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Please be seated. First of all, I have to say I've worshiped already this morning. I'm so thankful, Jamie, and your team. We appreciate all you've done. I've drawn close. It has been a marvelous experience the past 6 months I've been with you. I didn't say it's a great experience. I just said it was marvelous. And I am so joyous to see it come to this type of a conclusion. Your speaker today is Kenny Seidel. His wife Mindy's with us. Her mother Louise is with us. This weekend, with all the people who have been sick and all that, we have still seen a wonderful blessing happen. How Kenny came to us, as a matter of fact, Pastor Kenny, what do you want to be called? Your Excellency. As His Excellency, I'm so glad we got that cleared up. As he even came to us, he and I connected in ways that is truly scary. And I found him to just be a real personable colleague. And in these few hours we've spent together and some phone conversations leading up to it, I know I've made a dear and lifelong friend. God bless you, my friend. His ministry has been almost exclusively in Western Pennsylvania. His training came about as an electrician, so if anybody wants to get really close to the pastor just before you rewire your house, this might be the thing to do. But he has served as an associate pastor under a mentor who has trained and blessed him of a large church, and he has for the past 12 years been the pastor of a church in Dayton, almost at Ohio, Dayton, Pennsylvania, in the west near the Pittsburgh area of Western Pennsylvania. He's going to break God's word for us today. He's going to lead us to the throne of grace. Afterward, at the conclusion of the service, I'm going to ask you to please remain in your seats, and there'll be a very short business meeting at the end of the service. Ken's going to come and preach for us after we sing one more song.
If you would like to stand with us for Is He Worthy?
Broken.
Father, we give our hearts to you. Speak, and may we be moved.
Father God, for the blessings of this day, for the ways in which you have moved, the wisdom which you have imparted, the warmth of your presence, we give you thanks. And now, O Lord, for the days ahead, we ask for grace and power and love, the root of all things. In the strong name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated.